Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with another Road to the Podcast Awards episode number 8 as we continue our march towards June 12th as we campaign for the Podcast Awards. And joining me here on the Road to the Podcast Awards today, you've heard him podcast about the likes of shows such as Boardwalk Empire, True Detective, Fargo even, right? Here is the great Jeremiah Panhorse.
Rob, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing very good, Jeremiah. Long time, no talk. Of course, Jeremiah, perhaps best known as being the creator of Mad Men podcast, which chronicled all of Mad Men.
Yeah, I know.
Aptly named Mad Men podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to make it easy, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, can you believe that show's been over for over a year now?
Yeah.
Is that crazy, right?
Have you done anything on Mad Men podcast like since then? Do you ever talk about doing a rewatch of Mad Men?
It is something I'm thinking about doing. I have yet to dig into that. I've been busy doing stuff here on Post Show Recaps, and then I'll actually start another website as well. So I haven't really dug back into it, but I think I'd like to. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to know like how it holds up from the premiere in 2007, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be a really fun thing to explore.
Okay. Well, who knows what the future holds as we are campaigning here for podcast awards in the current year of 2016. And the daily voting continues on at podcastawards.com, where you could vote for Post Show Recaps for the best TV and film, and also the People's Choice Podcast of the Year once a day through June 12th at podcastawards.com. Jeremiah, right before we came on to record this podcast, I posted the previous Road to the Podcast Awards where Mike Bloom and I talked about which TV characters of the human variety might be the ideal people to eat in case of a plane crash.
Ooh, wow. Now that's an interesting topic.
Did you have a take on that, Jeremiah?
Wow, most ideal to eat. You know,
which Mad Men character? I'll simplify it for you. Which Mad Men character would be ideal?
Man, that'd be ideal to eat. Well, you know, I guess the first thing comes in mind, you probably would want someone that has a lot of meat on them, you know?
Yeah, like I think Harry Crane is the way to go.
Yeah, I think Harry Crane probably is not a bad choice. Maybe Paul. Mm. Paul, you know, Paul was a stout young man, you know? he might be nice to have to eat. But yeah, wow.
All right, let's not go down this rabbit hole again. This is
wow. I can't wait to hear that one, Rob. I really cannot wait. Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Fan favorite. Okay. So here we are back on day 8 of the podcast awards. And we have a question. For the first time, we actually have a email question that came into us from the Post Show Recaps website. Typically, our questions have been coming in via our voicemail inbox at postshowrecaps.com/voicemail, or as Megan did here, you could break the mold and send us a question via the contact us on postshowrecaps.com, but also the voicemails are still there. So Megan writes in and says, hey guys, if you could build your ideal TV family with two parents, two siblings, one house location, and one neighbor from all different TV shows, who would you pick? Thanks. And good luck. All right. Very interesting question to tackle here today, Jeremiah.
Very interesting, Megan. This is a very interesting question. And you could go in so many directions, right? Mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing. You're not going to pick anybody from Mad Men.
Probably not. Probably not. I mean, the thing about TV, and especially the modern day TV and the rise of the anti-hero, right, filled with nothing but terrible parents and terrible children. Like people you would want nothing to do with. Really monopolizing a lot of TV.
I know, exactly. One of my favorite shows of all time is The Sopranos. I can't imagine having Tony as a father, right?
No, it would be rough.
Yeah.
So I feel like that I'd be surprised if we're pulling anybody from any current TV shows.
probably not. It would be probably unwise to if you want to have a decent childhood. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
That's right. So what are we seeing ourselves as? Are we like, are we the parents? Are you the dad of this family? Are you the kid in this family?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably relate now as a dad, right? Because I've been a dad for so long. But yeah. I mean, at one point in my life, I definitely would have probably more relate to a child.
Hmm.
What about you, Rob?
Interesting. I still kind of see myself as the older brother in this scenario mm-hmm. where I have parents and then I also have siblings. I'm sort of like the Alex P. Keaton or the going back to the Hogan family. I see myself as sort of like the Jason Bateman type role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, absolutely. I think I probably would have. I think for a long time I would have probably put myself in the position. But you know, I'm pushing 40 now, so I don't know. Can I still fall in the category as Alex P. Keaton?
Because, sure. You know. Sure. We'll just go with that for the sake of this. All right. So
when I was a kid, I used to dress up as Alex P. Keaton. By the way, I used to wear a suit.
How would he dress?
When I was a kid, I would actually, because I loved that show so much, and I wanted to be Alex B. Keaton for some reason. Don't judge me, people. Please don't. But
a young
for
Republican?
Some reason, I would actually put a suit on to play Monopoly just like he would because I thought it was so cool.
Yes. Did it give you an edge in Monopoly where people are like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing? He seems like a shark. Know,
I usually was playing against my family, so yeah, absolutely. They were terrified of me.
Okay, good. All right, so why don't we start with who's your ideal TV dad?
Man, that is a boy. You know, it's funny because we've been talking about the Keatons. I really always thought that Alex's dad was pretty good dad. I mean, I never thought he was too bad. It was really funny too. Another show that I grew up on that I always idolized was Bill Cosby. But now,
no. I've got a list open of BuzzFeed, the 45 greatest TV dads. Okay. He is number one on that list. Published June 11, 2014. Could be time for a revision to the list.
It might. But you know, hey, like I said, when I was a kid watching it, I mean, it was a great show, and He always had fun with the kids and stuff, so it was always
He's fun. He's fun. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take Dr. Huxtable off the table.
Yes, let's do. What else is on this list, Rob? Because
well, you want me to just give away their list?
No, don't give me away the list. No.
All right. Who is your ideal? I mean, is it Steve Keaton, played by Michael Gross?
Boy, that's not a bad one. It's really not. I could actually. There is somebody today that I do kind of modern television I do kind of relate with a little bit that I kind of like. I would love for Phil from Modern Family. I think that would be a pretty fun dad.
Yeah, he's not bad. That's not bad. He's a little wacky. But
that would be fun, right?
Yeah. You want fun wacky. I think that's good. I feel like another good one, Alan Thicke's Jason Seaver. Is a good one. You know, you sort of want like a compassionate, understanding, not like a lunatic or a hard ass in any way. Sure. I feel like the Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's a good one.
I feel like that's another good one there. So really, take your pick. Where do you want to go? Do we have to have consensus in this family? It'll be too much to keep track of if we have different people. So where do you want to go?
So I think you have a consistent. And you know what other thing too? We didn't think about. We could really go old school here and think of something like like we go back to Leave It to Beaver or one of those shows back then.
No, I mean, that's like it's like the 50s that you match him up with like a mom from the 2000s and he could be like no wife of mine is working. Like what do you mean you're gonna vote? Like it could be messy.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I think I always did like the Seaver. So
our Canadian listeners will be pleased. Let's go with Alan Thicke. He worked in the house. I believe he was a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Let's go with Jason Seaver. And I think that all of our moms, I think, will be pleased with our Alan Thicke pick.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. So now who's our ideal TV mom?
So like you said, luckily we are not going to go with someone that necessarily is going to go well, right? with Jason Seaver. So it could be just about anybody, right?
It could be anybody. I think that he is somebody who we could match with almost anyone.
I always like Claire Huxtable as a mother. She's not bad.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, she should not be painted with the same brush. Felicia Rashad, Mrs. Huxtable. What was it? Claire Huxtable?
Claire, yes.
Claire Huxtable. I'm looking at a couple of lists. Carol Brady is one of the top moms. I think.
Oh, that's a good one.
She seems
yeah.
like somewhat timeless. I feel like that you could pluck her out of, you know, 1970. And I don't know if she would necessarily be super out of touch now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. No, I think.
Although,
no,
did
I think
she work? Right. Did she work, Carol Brady? Was she... I don't remember.
I don't remember neither.
They had a housekeeper, but I don't recall her any storylines about her working.
No. She may not have had a job. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Claire Dunphy. You know, you mentioned Phil Dunphy. Another good one. They sort of play her up as that she's pretty neurotic. Claire Dunphy.
That's true. She had a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got. Well, we could go Simpsons, maybe.
No, I think I got it. I think I got it.
You got it? All right.
How about Tammy Taylor?
Tammy Taylor. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, that a lot of these moms, that they play them up on the show, that they're sort of meddling, neurotic. Tammy Taylor, really great mom, I think, to have.
Okay, because I was going to suggest Katie Sagal as a Peggy Bundy.
Well, either way you go with her, a Sons of Anarchy or Married with Children, I think that's not probably where you want to go. I don't think we're going to beat Tammy Taylor.
All right, yeah, so we could go with Tammy. That sounds good.
I think Alan Thicke has a little bit of a Coach Taylor thing going on, too.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a good family. This is a strong family so far. All right. Now we need siblings.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
So do we immediately, are we crossing off when it comes to the brother? We could cross off Alex B. Keaton since we already mentioned him. Should we dig deeper here or what?
I mean, he could be okay, but I feel like that he was kind of a douche to Mallory, no? He was like always calling her like a bimbo and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't probably the best brother in the world, that's for sure. Like, but you know, it's, think about it, all the brothers are never that great to their sisters, especially, right?
You know, one percenter world. I'm not sure if necessarily the politics of the 1980s is gonna fly. I feel like that's gonna be a little annoying to get into all of his political views and everything. I don't know about Alex P. Keaton at this point. I don't know if he's still going to play in 2016.
Yeah, probably not.
What do we want to do? We want to go like one brother and one sister?
That sounds pretty fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. So you want to, who's going to be a good brother to be like... It's tough because you want somebody that's not doesn't have any sort of like really obnoxious qualities. The people that are always like pranking or anything like that, or like sort of like that they're always like meddling in your business or anything like that.
So somebody that you could definitely see as being a decent brother, not somebody like as a total.
You want somebody who you're going to get along with and not be competing with. This is very tricky.
All right. How about this one? How about Kevin Arnold from The Wonder Years?
Okay. I mean,
that was a good kid, right? You know, he wasn't too bad. I mean, his brother was, his older brother was.
Oh, his brother was a real piece of work, that guy.
Wayne.
Wayne, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's a real a-hole brother. You don't want him as a brother. I don't have any issue with Kevin Arnold as a brother. Does he come with the Michael Stern narration?
Sure, why not? Yeah, that could make it very interesting, right?
I guess
so. You imagine what he's going to say about about mom and dad and everybody else? I mean, this could be really interesting.
Right, I feel like I'd be a little bit like, hey, what's the narrator saying right now?
Right, that's true.
Yeah. What about Kevin Arnold in terms of, is he timeless enough? Could you pluck him out of 1970 and put him in this family with Alan Thicke and Tammy Taylor? Jason Seaver?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Is he going?
Are we saying that because technically he was from the 60s, even though the show was recorded in the 80s?
Yeah, he was a nice kid, but then you sort of like pluck him out of the show. And then again... he's sort of the protagonist. Is it cheating to call him, to view him as the brother? Because, I mean, He really was the central character on the show. But I'll allow it.
We're cheating here.
a little bit. I'll allow it as far as our TV brother.
Hey, this is a tough task.
I know.
We're trying to change the world here practically. So we need some help, all the help we can get.
Yeah. Well, what about a sister?
Okay, sister. Boy, this is gonna. Oh man, we might have to dig deep to think about a good sister, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have many sisters from the Full House. That's an option, certainly to go with. I guess you would sort of want, you have a younger sister, you get an older sister. You don't want to go too attractive here either. That'll be awkward.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking younger maybe, but I don't know. Kevin was kind of young for the most part of the season, right?
Yeah. But then he's like a grown up by the end. So I think we have to figure out, how old he is.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
What about Ashley Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No.
She was
the younger one. Okay, because the older one was kind of like spoiled, right? What was her name?
Right, Hillary.
Hillary,
she was like a piece
of work.
She was a piece of work, yes. you probably did not want her for a sister, right?
Okay, so which one is she? This is, what's her name?
Oh, this was, Ashley was the youngest
one. Ashley.
Right. Okay.
Is that Tatiana Ali?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Wow, look at you.
She's from Long Island.
Is she really? I did not know that.
Yes. Let's see. Let's try to think of some other people. Any of the Roseanne kids?
Ooh.
Darlene or Becky?
Oh, my gosh.
And then which Becky? No, they were sort of they were problematic.
True, that's true. But that's not a bad suggestion, though.
Yeah. I think you probably wanted Becky more so. I feel like that Darlene was moody.
That's true. No, she was very moody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So, yeah. I feel like the kind of like the more character traits these people have, that's usually like negative character traits.
Right.
On Modern Family, I feel like that the younger daughter seems like she's like a nerd.
Yeah, but I can handle her. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that there's probably a couple of the Cosby kids. Rudy is really good.
Yeah, but then she might call you Bud or something.
Yeah. Raven Simone, or is that? No, that's yeah. I think that was, then they had like another daughter that they brought in that was one of the other kids, like had like a kid. Any of the Arrested Development character? No, they're all too terrible.
I don't think I would want them, but somebody might.
Yeah. I think that George Michael might be the only one that's tolerable. Any of the Brady kids, Jan or Cindy or Marsha? Marsha's too attractive, right? That's problematic.
That's true. That is problematic.
Yeah, Jan's annoying. Cindy has a lisp. No. Yeah,
spoiler alert. I thought all the kids were annoying. That's why I never watched that show.
Yeah.
My wife thinks it's like her favorite show of all time. And I always give her a hard time about it because I'm like, I can't stand that show.
All right. Yes. But let's go with, you want to go with Rudy, Ashley from The Fresh Prince. Where do you want to go?
I think actually Rudy's not a bad idea. I always thought, because as a kid growing up, I always thought Rudy would be a decent sister, right?
Yeah. I think so. Let's go with Rudy Huxtable. Let's throw some love to the people of the Huxtable family that we can. All right. What about we need a neighbor? Ideally, that most of the TV neighbors are annoying, but I know exactly where I want to go with this.
All right. Let's hear it.
I want my TV neighbor to be Wilson from Home Improvement.
Oh, yes.
That guy was the best. He had a ton of good advice.
Right.
He never would come over. I mean, that's really like a lot of these, whether your beloved family ties, you had Skippy that would come over and be annoying, or Kimmy Gibbler would come over and be annoying. Like all the neighbors are annoying,
Flanders.
Except for Wilson. Yeah. Flanders. Yeah. He's annoying. did you watch Empty Nest? There was the Isuzu guy that would come over. I'm telling you that Wilson was the best. He was just like the Oracle. He stayed in his house. You never even saw his face. The best. The ideal neighbor.
I like this. And you're right. We never saw him, right? Or do we see him towards the end of this series? I can't remember.
Maybe that was like the last shot of the last episode. They showed Wilson's face.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You're right. This is the perfect neighbor.
Okay. And then what house are we living in? Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I think.
You want to go with something, I mean, you want like a really nice house, or do you want something kind of modest?
I think you want to be somewhat modest, but you don't want something with a lot of overhead.
So you don't want like a Different Strokes kind of mansion, right? Where there's a train going through the middle of
that. I believe that was Silver Spoons or that Silver had Spoon. The mansion.
That's right.
Yeah. Different Strokes, I don't believe there was
They did not have them.
Yeah.
It was Silver Spoon. Ricky Schroeder. How can I forget?
Yeah. I think you just want something. Yeah. Something that's nice, a house, but not a lot of upkeep, not a lot of maintenance. You're going to be paying a ton of property taxes.
Well, we could go, we've talked a little bit about The Simpsons. What about The Simpsons house? It's not too bad. It's pretty modest,
like it's okay. I mean, it just seems like a house.
Well, how many bedrooms? There are 3 bedrooms, right?
Yeah. It's not really that nice.
So you want something even nicer than that.
I want something that's a little nice. You know,
what about Tony Soprano's house? Is that too big?
That's nice. House. My problem is I would be worried about the FBI raiding us at some point. You know, the Full House house, they say that's worth like $3 million now.
Really?
Yeah. That might not be bad. San Francisco, that's Silicon Valley, good real estate market.
That's true. Yeah. That's not
it's got a weird layout where there's like an attic bedroom, there's a basement bedroom.
Right.
You know, you have the Kimmy Gibbler thing, but that would not be a bad place. Not a huge yard from what I recall.
Yeah, and you definitely that's low maintenance. That's
I wouldn't mind a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Let's just go with the full house just to make it easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're living with Dad Alan Thicke, Mom Tammy Taylor, brother right. Kevin Arnold, sister Rudy Huxtable, next door neighbor Wilson from Home Improvement. what a boring show this would be.
I think so.
What a terribly boring show. Hopefully it has good writers.
Yeah, if it has good writers, you're okay. But man, could you imagine being in the writing room trying to figure this out?
It would be tricky. It would be tricky. Jeremiah, do you have a hashtag or what is the name of this sitcom?
Oh man, we do. I mean, it's not a full house because you know we still left a lot of room for this house for sure.
Hashtag dollhouse.
I think dollhouse. Yeah,
dollhouse. Dollhouse.
Dollhouse. I'd go with that. Dollhouse sounds good to me.
Because it's only one letter up from Full House.
That's true, right.
We're in the Full House, but a much more boring family that you would like, that would actually be like a functional unit moved in.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't want anybody to get confused with Dollhouse, which is really close.
Yeah, that's a different TV show.
Different show altogether right there.
Because ideally, boring is conducive to raising a family, I think.
That's true. There really are usually you're when you raise a family, it's not going to be anything like anything you've seen on television. That's for sure.
Okay. how did we do? Let us know on Twitter. Jeremiah is on Twitter. He is at J Panhorst. I'm at Rob Sesternino. We do appreciate your daily votes for the podcast awards at podcastawards.com. Jeremiah, anything else you want to let people know?
No, not that I could think of. Just keep on voting, everybody. We really appreciate your votes. So we really do. And thanks for nominating us as well.
All right. Thanks again for listening. Jeremiah, thank you for coming on. And let us know what you thought of our TV families. Take care, everybody. Bye.